is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You two have time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I'm so grateful that you take time out to listen. We sure try to bring you a great program each day to give you a lot of information you're not going to find anywhere else, and give it to you from a biblical worldview. And every part of what we have done today aligns with a portion of Scripture as we, as Christians, are responsible for this nation that God has given us. My next guest is a graduate of the University of Washington's iSchool in Seattle, Washington, a former managing editor and book review editor at Library Journal. She is currently writing for New American and has some incredibly great articles up there. And she is live and reporting. She's also on Muckrack, by the way. And that's Bill's site, right? Am I right? Bill Mucker? Or no?
I'm gonna trust you on that. Okay. I actually don't know. I think that's something that the New American works with, and I don't work with them directly.
Got it. Okay. Well, cool. So you are two things we're gonna talk about today. You have been in South Dakota at the cyber event with Mike Lindell, so we're gonna talk about that. And then you also have been doing a lot to follow what happened in Portland with Pastor Pawlowski. And then on Sunday, Sean Fuke had a praise gathering there with, as I understand it, several thousand that came out for his event. I saw a lot of cool video about that. And I loved what he said, Annalisa. He said, listen, to all of those of you that are out here and around us that are thinking you're going to come in here and hurt people, I'm just going to let you know right now, we're here to praise God, but we will show you what's called the laying on of hands. I thought that was great.
No pun intended.
Right, exactly. Exactly. What are we not hearing about what happened in Portland that my audience needs to know?
Well, it's funny that we're talking about the Portland story. I have been following Pastor Pawlowski since he made the viral video that landed on YouTube that most of us probably saw, where he's screaming at the Alberta police to get out of his church, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and ma'am. Good for him.
Amazing. Amazing man. I have had the chance to see him in person and meet with him and interview him, and he is just a force of nature. Mm-hmm. The man is touched by the Lord. He has actually, you know, spent many months praying to God to use him somehow before all of this happened to him up in Canada, where the police are absolute savages. They have just brutalized citizens for not following their public health orders that have no basis, as we know, in real science or reason for shutting down a church. There's just no science to back that up, but that they can prove. But Pastor Pawlowski has, as your listeners probably know, is on a tour in America right now. Mm-hmm. And he was in California not too long ago. I think he went over to the East Coast and then back to Portland. But, you know, I thought we were talking this morning about another pastor in Poland who was being persecuted. I got my stories mixed up because I'd written about this other pastor, a Polish pastor in Portland, but I'm happy to speak about what's going on with Pastor Pawlowski because he is kind of the central figure for the movement right now in terms of pastors being persecuted.
Well, he's the one who was assaulted in Portland on Saturday at that Family Christian event that they had the day before Sean came. Am I right? Am I thinking of the right guy?
Yes, you are thinking of the right guy.
Okay.
That is the story.
And something else. Now, I want to ask you this question. Do you think it's slanted journalism when you call a pastor that believes in true biblical values radical?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I would think the pastor would actually be glad for that adjective. He is radical in the sense that he's doing things. He may not be radical to us,
right?
But he's radical for our time as far as pastors go, because the pastors are not standing up in this country. In fact, the pastors are leading the flock away from the right thing to do. And so he's really coming in and sending a message to Americans that he's sending a warning. You know, when I heard him, his message terrified me. I mean, it was not a comfortable message.
Right.
And what we are hearing now is we need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because the things that are coming are what's happening in Canada, what's happening in Australia. And this was his message, that the church needs to stand
The nation's done. The nation is done. That's what I believe. If churches don't stand, our country is done, because our country was founded as a Christian nation. I don't care what anyone says. They're lying to you. Our nation was, in fact, founded as a Christian nation, and one of its greatest purposes for existence was the advancement of the Christian gospel message. It's what drew people from all over the world to come here, and de Tocqueville talks about it. I don't want to get too far into that, because I want to talk to you about what we're here to talk about. But I wrote this note down, and I looked up Pastor Pawlowski, which I some things that I thought were interesting. He saved his hometown from a massive riot by calling on pastors to intervene and calm people down. And I believe at the time that he was actually the mayor of that town. Is that correct? Do you know that story?
Not sure about his political position in that town, but he has had a political background. Mm-hmm. He's also had a background in business, and he's been a staunch advocate for the homeless in his community. So he's been around in all sorts of circles, but I think he's been jailed and cited many, many times. He says he has like up to 500 citations for feeding the homeless in his community. So they've been after this guy for years. I think about 10 years would be safe to say that. But I'm looking right now at the Rebel News article about what happened in Portland, and Rebel News, I would trust their reporting. They have been on this story. They have followed Pastor Pawlowski from the beginning. So if your listeners are interested in finding the real story, mm-hmm. go to rebelnews.com.
Super.
And look at their article on the Antifa attacks during the prayer rally here in Portland.
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to say one thing that Sean Fuchs said at that prayer rally, too, was, you know, we are not backing down. I think that's just such an important thing for Americans to remember right now, because we're feeling like the walls are closing in on us and there's only a few of us standing. That's the feeling I think a lot of people have. And what I'm seeing here at this cyber symposium in South Dakota is the connection between people, and the people are just so hungry to be together right now, who are, you know, those of us who have American values, and we want to go back to the strong America that we are, and instead of this compliant America that we've become.
Right.
And to your point about the country being founded on Judeo-Christian values, it was also about freedom and freedom of religion and freedom from tyranny. And right now we're facing that tyranny like we've never faced. Maybe going back to when we arrived here, we escaped what we're actually returning to in a way. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Just a dog returning to its vomit. It's a dog returning to its vomit. That would be how scripture would describe it. Let me get in here and ask this quick question. What makes a man who's unafraid to bring actual truth and solutions such a threat to the establishment and the radical left?
Because the radical left is terrified of anything that might compete with its ability to control. And its power threatens its power. People like Pastor Pawlowski, people like Mike Lindell, people like Donald Trump, they are a threat because they are speaking the truth that Americans hear. And there are many of us. There are millions of us. And it's just like the Lord being the central authority in a Christian's life. We answer to God before we answer to any state official. That is a threat to these state officials who want to be the ultimate authority. And Pastor Pawlowski talks about this a lot because he lived under communism in mm-hmm. Poland
right.
before he immigrated to Canada. And he lived under Stalinism and understood that, you know, Stalin was called Grandpa. They actually, that's what the party told the people, is that I can't remember the Polish, but he would say, they would tell the children, who is your, you know, your grandpa, Grandpa Stalin. And so you would look to this dictator as a kind of parental father figure. Well, that's how we look at the Lord, right? He is our heavenly Father. And so if we're saying no to Stalin, we look to our heavenly Father, those in power are saying, whoa, that's not good.
Well, and you know what, this is, yeah, and this is exactly what was going on in the mid 1700s. I'm glad you brought that up, because in the 1750s and 1760s, preachers were preaching from the pulpit and they were questioning the people in America and saying, who will you serve? Because King George had issued decrees that essentially was saying, I am God. I am God's mm-hmm. voice. I am God. You will worship me accordingly. And the pastors in America were saying, wait, who are you going to choose? King George or King Jesus. And that was why the pastors were so engaged, the Black Robe Regiment that we hear about. It was because of that very question. And there was no question in the minds of those pastors, unlike today. I want to switch over to Mr. Lindell and ask you a couple of questions, because I know that you're in South Dakota, right? You've been at that conference?
Yep, I'm still here.
Perfect.
Big
day today, by the way. Big day today, folks. Big day today. Go to frankspeech.com. Big day today. All right. Mike Lindell has had 2 days of presenting information. Today, there's a big reveal that's planned. What's your take on the last 2 days? What are the key things? Because here's the thing that I had some people say, well, I watched it, but I don't really have time to sit here and watch all that stuff. There is so much to unpack. I think that's what people miss here. You're unpacking code, you're unpacking data, you're pointing out where things were changed county by county, state by state in an election system. That takes time to unpack all that information. But I don't want to take your impression. What's been your impression, Annalisa, over the last 2 days?
Well, look, I want to be completely honest. I don't have a definitive answer to whether we are going to get information today or in a month from now about what happened during the November 2020 election.
Okay.
But I think this is what we need to remember, and the takeaway from this symposium is that even if there is some doubt, if there is suspicion, if there is overwhelming support for evidence that does show election fraud, we need to pay attention to that, and we need to investigate.
Not going anywhere, by the way. Don't worry. We're going to come back.
Okay.
We've got another couple of minutes to go here, and then, like I said, I really do want to talk to you when we get off air for just a moment. So I'm gonna take us out of this segment, folks, and then we will be back with Annalisa coming up. Annalisa Pesek is going to be with us again. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about what is the most compelling evidence, and then what about it? There are state legislators that are there from every single state in the nation. Think about that. Every state in the nation. Should they go back? Should there be an audit? And I think that's kind of what you're beginning to describe here, Annalisa. We'll talk about that coming up right after this break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website and support our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. My special guest is Annalisa Pesek, and you can find her, by the way, at thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, and there's a little search there, and just type in Annalisa, A-N-N-A-L-I-S-A, Annalisa. She's got great articles of, as a matter of fact, one of them is about the Mike Lindell symposium, the cyber symposium. If we don't have a country, I don't have a company. Lindell seeks to save the country and his company from left-wing extremists. You've been there. What is the most compelling evidence so far that you've seen that would make us say, yeah, you know what, there's something happened. Something went on November 3rd, 2020 that doesn't add up.
Sure. Probably the most compelling evidence so far has been the statistical analysis of the anomalies that took place in the different counties and across the country. There was a speaker here yesterday named Dr. Douglas Frank, and he may be familiar to your listeners. Mm-hmm. He's a statistician, mathematician, and has devoted an incredible amount of research into looking at the statistical improbabilities or just anomalies that are almost impossible to explain regarding the voting, numbers in terms of registrations versus number of votes in counties.
Okay.
So those not aligning. The number of dead people that have voted, the voter roll numbers, and then the results. And it's complicated, and I'm probably doing job of explaining it. But people can go look at this man's work. I thought that it was compelling, and also, the strongest evidence that we have from the data that we have access to. The other data that has been the focus of this conference is the data packet that Mike Lindell has said he has from the 2020 election. And I've spent some time digging into this with these cyber experts who are here at the symposium, and it is way over my head as far as I'm not a computer programmer, but what I can understand of it and what anybody should be able to understand is basically these data packets are supposedly came from the election servers. Now, we don't have confirmation of where these packets came from. This is
chain of
part
custody
of the problem.
Right. Chain of custody, right? So to speak.
Well, no. The origins of these data packets, were they from the election servers, or these are some of the questions that are being raised here?
Okay.
Or where did they come from exactly?
Right. Well, and I guess at the end of the day, the bottom line here is this, folks. If there's questions about and you know, whether or not the end results or whether there's problems in the process, then there needs to be an audit to identify that. Whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, it's not about who's won. It's more about making sure that when we cast our votes actually count and they're not superseded by some system or by someone. That's the important
issue.
I'll be back with more.
It's not about a party.
Right. I'll be back with more Gen Generation tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call my pillow today. 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.